Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
It is Dukes and Bell. Braves lose 11-10 after having a 6-run lead in the top of the ninth. It's inexcusable. There's just no other word that comes to mind. Well, some other words that we can't use on the radio, but there's no other word that I can use right now. Let's jump on the phones. Many of you want to talk to us, and we want to hear what you have to say about this. Listen, here's the thing. What direction should we go? How do you fix this? And if you have the answer to what's going on with our team, then please tell us, because nobody's been able to tell us. But right now, Mike and I are just in here. We're pulling our hair out. We don't have it much. I mean, we're like, what?
Right.
We need change. We need somebody to bring some life to this team and to get us going. It's the one thing, Mike, I feel like we're missing. You can't. We got Acuna. We got Riley and all these guys that are supposed to be great slugging guys. What is going on?
Yeah, and we talked about, you know, the leadership thing. Brandon Gaudin was on with us yesterday from FanDuel, and he was saying he's heard that there have been inner discussions amongst the players, you know, guys getting fired up. And, again, we'd love to be privy to that and know who was out there. Like today, does somebody not come in and overturn the spread? That's all the food, by the way. You know, and just say, you know, this is ridiculous. Remember, guys, they blow this 6-run lead. Now they're going to fly cross-country to San Fran and think about that all day. This team is so lost because there's a crisis of leadership. And guys always – some guys, Carl, don't grasp when you and I talk about it, whether it's the Hawks or the Falcons or, in this case, the Braves.
It's real.
Good teams have it. Good teams have – and, look, Austin Riley, I know you lead by example. Can you raise your voice above a whisper once? I mean, I know, look, everybody's got their own style. And I'm just saying, there's enough blame to go around. I mean, Matt Olson, I'm glad if you were one of the guys that was raising his voice in the locker room, great. Because sometimes I need to just put a mirror under your nose to see if you're breathing. Acuna, I know it's tough, Carl, because he's coming back off the injury.
Yeah.
But, I mean, Ozzie's a guy. I mean, there's got to be somebody on this team. This is where you miss guys like Travis d'Arnaud and Freddie Freeman and taking it further back, guys like Brian McCann. Those guys exist for a reason. They provide the X factor other players don't bring.
Yeah. Blew it today. 3 hits, 5 earned runs when he came in to this game. Scott blew it. Then you're talking about Iglesias, who gave up 4 hits and 3 runs.
And I said to Carl, I said, you know, this is the worst case scenario when you're sitting on a 6-run lead and Iglesias mentally is not ready to come in.
He's not there.
And all of a sudden now he's got to fire up, and he was horrible.
He was bad. All right, let's start with Mark in Kennesaw. Mark, thank you for being patient. Welcome into Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Hey, man, what are you thinking about these Braves?
Hey, guys. Hey, man.
Hey, man.
Just listen to this. With a full facial dig. I don't know what's going on with this team, guys. Iglesias, I don't know why they keep putting him in there. This was a flip-flop this time. The bats were there. But the pitching was just atrocious, especially at the end of the game. And I'm just beside myself. I stopped looking at my phone, at the game on my phone. And I go, they got this. It was 96% chance for them to win.
Yep.
And they blew it.
They blew it.
I just don't understand what they should do. Thanks, guys. I just love the show.
We all are.
Mark, we're with you, man. We're right here with you. That's why we want to talk to you, because Mike and I said the same things. We're like, they blew this, and I got to be honest with you guys. I'm gonna take you behind the curtain. We are in the middle of our football conversation. And this is playing out, and Mike keeps looking over at me. You know how your mom looks at you? Like, is this really going on? And Mike's looking at me, and I'm like, don't, I'm not going to look. I'm not looking. I'm talking football. I'm not going to. And literally, as soon as we go to break, we're both like screaming cuss words because it shouldn't be this way.
No, I said to Day-Day, we just talked about it. You know, when Iglesias, you know, there's a mindset. Hey, I got an off day today. The guys will they'll clean the rest of this up. And now he's got to come in. He looked like he was walking the plank as he came out from the bullpen. So like, there's enough blame to go around here. A couple of our good friends in the media, Allison Mastrangelo from Channel 2, Brian Snicker postgame quote, you got to do your job and play better. It's a horrible loss. Now we have to sit on it for 5 hours. It will be miserable. It should be miserable. They should be miserable too. So that's the strongest thing I've heard out of Snicker in a while.
It is.
Snicker also talking to Maria Martin, we're not a bad team. We're a good team playing bad. Snicker.
That's
not true. We're a bad team that's not playing well.
Your record is your record. You can tell me you're good all you want. Your record doesn't reflect that we're one of the best teams in the National League, let alone Major League Baseball right now. Let's talk to John in LaGrange. John, thank you for listening to Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Hey, man.
Hey, man. What's going on?
Hey, man.
Hey, I want to give a couple of names. Mike Lum and Biff Pokoroba. That's how long I've been watching the Braves.
Right on.
That's how long I've been a Braves fan. I went through Chuck Tanner as a manager. Wow. Anybody remember Chuck Tanner being our manager?
Before Joe Torre.
I've been a Braves fan a minute. Right. But I got two words. I got garbage and I got delusional. They're garbage. This team is garbage. And I'm telling you right now, there's a Braves fan who thinks they're going to turn, the worm's going to turn. They're delusional.
Yeah, it doesn't
it
feel
ain't going to happen.
It doesn't feel that way.
Don't pass the eye test.
It doesn't feel that way. And
they
look,
never looked as bad in 21 because everyone, Carl, every Braves fan who's saying this, you know, half glass full guys, hey, 21, remember I said fire sale it because it looked pretty bad. But they never had a 3-game series like this.
No, you feel it. It didn't feel this way, and it hasn't felt this way in a very long time. And the team is better from a personnel standpoint. Thank you for listening. Let's grab Will. Will, you're up next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We're talking about the Braves losing to the D-backs, guys. 11-10, they blow a 6-run lead in the top of the ninth. No way they should have lost this game. Welcome in, Will.
Hey, man.
Hey, man.
Hey, look, this is the deal. Like, and everything y'all are talking about is hitting down the head. Like, we're just not playing well. You know, everybody's thinking half glass full. Like, what did y'all talk about? Like, we're delusional. We are, seriously, because we keep thinking this is going to happen. It's not. In my opinion, everybody's on the table. Acuna as well. And look, I understand that everybody's Acuna for life around here, but the thing is, it's like he's getting that realm, him and Strider, where they're either hurt or they're not performing well when they need to be. And the biggest thing with these teams is that we don't have the consistent players where you have like a Chipper Jones, even Andrew Jones, all those guys like back in the 90s and everything, where they had consistent years where they were great or they were performing. We just don't have that.
Right.
And the pitching, and same thing with pitching. We just don't have guys that are performing every single year. I mean, it just, and it hurts when we see Freddie that leaves, or heck, even, what's his name that went to the Yankees and they're performing.
Max
and they
Fried.
Couldn't do that
Max,
here.
Yeah, Max
yeah.
Fried.
Yeah. It's just, it's hard to watch when you're seeing this happen. And I'm serious. Like, everybody be on the table because it's not going to happen this year. I mean, Braves fans, y'all understand, like, this is going to be a year where we're going to sit here, we'll be taking our lumps all year. This is not going to change whatsoever.
Will, here's the interesting thing, and thank you for listening. Thank you for the phone call. Mike, I don't have a problem with everything being on the table. I never do. I say this about the Hawks. People lose their mind. Oh, you mean Trey? Everybody.
Right.
when you talk about revamping the team, that is a discussion that you have to have in the offseason. What can you do right now that maybe changes the direction of the team? And there's only one thing that you can do right now.
Right. And by the way, you know, I'm not one of these guys, and we get a lot of heat on Alex Anthopoulos. I just maintain, guys, that Alex, it's not his fault, because if he was given the wherewithal, an extra $90 million in payroll like the Phillies give their GM, we'd have that frontline pitching. We might even have held on to Max Fried. We might have approached that differently. But the Liberty Media folks, the same guys that own Liberty Media, they're the majority shareholders of this since the Braves got spun off. They're their own entity. But they're the guys that basically Terry McGuirk works for. And McGuirk, and he's the hatchet man, they don't let Alex do the things other GMs in the top 10 payroll get to do. So I think that for the most part, Alex has, you know, pulled rabbits out of his hat year after year under the circumstances he's got to work with. But this is a year now where I say, move Sean Murphy, get him off the books. Everybody and their uncle has seen what Drake Baldwin is, and he's just a better player. You know, Murphy is a solid Major League Baseball player. Drake Baldwin looks like he can be a star. Right now, I think Alex missed on Michael Harris. I think they got over their skis on Michael Harris. You know, there was a lot of momentum for him. He's just not a guy that, that's too much to give guaranteed money for a guy who bats ninth. Great, great goal, you know, gold glove fielder, Carl, just doesn't hit. Shortstop is a black hole right now. You've had to patch it. You know, the Profar thing, no one could have seen. You can't blame Alex for that one. But I do think you got to make bold moves. Where do you fall on Alex? I don't blame Alex for we're at.
No, look, I'll say this. He's the best general manager in baseball because of what you just laid out. If what you say is true, then he has made more with less and made us not only competitive every year, but World Series champions. Here's my thing about Alex for everybody that wants to point the finger there. Alex gave Snit these same guys, and everybody was happy. The same group. Everybody was like, man, look at our lineup. We're going to kill it, boy. We got all these guys that can hit. So what's changed? Alex's job is to get the players that the manager is somehow supposed to inspire to play at a certain level. It is not his job to be down in the dugout today and going, guys, we got a 6-run lead. We don't need to lose it. That's not Alex's job. Alex's job is to go get the best pitching he can get. And if Mike is right, which I don't know if he is, but it feels that way, then he's done a hell of a job because he's doing more with less. And so from that standpoint, this ain't about Alex Anthopoulos. Nobody was complaining when he signed Riley to $200 million deal. Everybody's like, that's the right move. Oh, but it doesn't mean that it doesn't need to be evaluated.
Now,
and that is where I'm at. I'm not going to tell you that I'm blaming Alex, but all this now, when you start to see how it falls into place, it does need to be evaluated. But guys, there's only so much. You're not changing your starting nine at the All-Star break.
No.
That's my deal.
No.
So understand that and say, if you feel like these guys are underachieving, what needs to be done to change that?
The only things you could argue in the history, I mean, you talk about Cheryl's. Cheryl's only missed on like one or two pieces. And even then, I don't think Braves fans are sweating they lost Jermaine Dye, right?
No.
I mean, you go back to Contreras, and the one that I brought up this year that Carl was laughing at, we had a guy, we traded Soler for a guy named Griffin Canning. And this is the only one I will say for Alex. Alex loves these bums and these retreads, and he rolls guys like, you know, Yanni Chirino and things like that. For some reason, they didn't believe in Griffin Canning. This guy is 6-2 for the Mets. He's killing it. An ERA of 2.90. And for some reason, we didn't keep him as a starting pitcher this year. That's about the only thing, and again, that's the only thing I can beef about with him. Because I don't believe, as I stated earlier, they give him the wherewithal to go. Otherwise, why wouldn't you keep Max Fried? Why wouldn't you get in the mix for those elite pitchers when you've got a lineup that just won in 21 and competed for the last 5 years? The other thing about the Braves, and I'll make this one quick. If you are going to blow it up, you got to trade Ozuna, you know, because you'll get something for him right now. Are you close to the deadline? You know what I'm talking about,
yes,
guys.
Yes.
And Sean Murphy. And would you trade Austin Riley, or you say Austin Riley's secure for you? Because I just say, I look at all these things and I say, if you really want to reset, a hard reset, does this team have the balls to do a hard reset?
Well,
that's another question.
It is, but I don't even know if that is do we need to do that? Look, Riley, is he in his prime?
Supposed to be.
Is Acuna in his prime? Acuna won the MVP at like 25, 24, whatever he was. Yeah. I'm just saying to you guys, like, yes, I'm all for potentially changing as we move forward what the personnel looks like. But right now, this is our personnel.
Right.
And they are underachieving. This kind of loss should not happen with the guys that we have on the field. All right. We got to take a break. We're coming back.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Brandon and Cumming, we're going to grab you. Jason and Mike, Douglasville, Columbus, stay there. We want to hear from all of you guys. 404-726-0929. Braves lose a series in an ugly fashion. And it has us all scratching our heads and wondering, where does this team go? Mm. All right? They're going to get on a plane to go to the West Coast. Mike mentioned it. Long flight out there. I'm sure there'll be a lot of conversations about what's going on. But this kind of loss screams change. It's Dukes and Bell.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.